Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Joining me now from APUC Times, where he's a senior investigative reporter there on all matters pertaining to China, is Nansu. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, hi, Bill. Thank you for having me again on your program.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it just because of the educational stuff I get out of it. You know, I don't know some of these things. And speaking of some of the things I don't know, is how much does China... I know they like to disrupt things and get in there and cause all kinds of issues, and they seem to do it on a very grand scale with ramming into Coast Guard boats and making a map, taking over, you know, large swaths of other countries' territory. Do they do anything with terrorism? Do they sponsor any of that? Do they have any money going into that?
Well, talk about terrorist activities. You name it, Taliban, ISIS, Hezbollah, and Hamas, all of these international terrorist groups, guess what? They all have a formal relation with the Chinese communist regime. They all send their military commanding officers to China to receive a military training by the Chinese military. That's been going on for decades.
Right.
You know, for Palestine, you know, Palestine have sending their officers to China to receive training, I mean, for many decades.
And I guess this is just, nobody says anything to China about this. America doesn't get out there and say, what are you doing with these guys? Or that just allowed to happen?
Well, they, you know, we always have this rosy picture. I mean, in the early days when we clearly look at China as an enemy of the United States, it's easier. But then, you know, ever since 1970, we have this formalized Sino-U.S. relationship. You know, we put this aside. We just, you know, don't look at it.
Right.
We pretend everything is fine. We look at the big picture because during the Cold War, we need an ally, you know, against the Soviet Union. So we don't look at these things. And then back in 2001, actually, we allowed China to join WTO. And then we don't even talk about it anymore because we had this rosy picture. One day China will, after it become, richer through the help from the United States, from the Western world, then China will become a part of a democratic world. Right, so we don't look at this now. We did a lot of things that, you know, you look back, it's unthinkable. Like, well, give you an example. After 2001, 9/11, we had this global effort, anti-terrorist effort. Now, you know what George W. Bush did? He actually, you know, when he visited Beijing, he actually asked Beijing's leader to help us on this anti-terrorism effort. Yeah, China did help. They say they promised our president they are going to help. So what did they do? They go back, and then immediately they come up and their effort of counter-terrorism effort, they label the Uyghurs. You know, the Uyghurs in Xinjiang area, they
right.
labeled all of them as a terrorist group. So they start, Uyghurs, they are the Chinese Muslim group, right? So they start persecuting, using, you know, anti-terrorism as a name to persecute Chinese Muslims, you know, Uyghurs group. You know, so we didn't realize until Trump administration that, you know, they are, you know, really conducting genocide in Xinjiang area against the Uyghurs. So, you know, China, if you look at Chinese communist regime, that's the biggest terrorist organization in the entire world.
Right.
And in human history.
And so the Muslims don't object to what's going on with the Uyghurs?
Well, Uyghurs, you know, because Xinjiang, most of the population in the past living in Xinjiang area, that province, it's a Uyghurs group. Now, Uyghurs group, they're the Chinese Muslims. Now, and their ancestors migrate to those area from Turkey, you know, from Central Asia. Now they live there, for over 1,000 years, I would say.
Right.
After Chinese communist regime took over control of China, they migrate a lot of people from central China who are not Muslim. They migrate there to gain more control of that region. But however, different people, different religion, and then migrate over there. You know, you create tensions, right? You create tensions. There's a conflict, and those things happen. You know, so now Chinese government is using those conflicts as an excuse, just label all these Muslim, you know, this Uyghurs group as a terrorist group. That's what happened. It's the same way they persecute all different religious groups in China, like the Tibetans, you know, because they believe in Tibetan Buddhism, and they also, you know, persecute the Christians, Falun Gong, Catholics, you know, the ones who truly practice Catholicism.
Right.
You know, because in China, they, you know, the Catholic Church have been allowed to legally operate it ever since the beginning when communists took over control of China. But however, Catholic churches, priests, bishops, all these people, you know, who lead the church have not been appointed by Vatican. They were appointed by the Communist Party leaders. So they appointed the people who interpreted the Bibles in the Catholic Church and make sure those people interpret Bibles in the way the communist leaders like.
Right.
Right. So, any other traditional philosophies like Taoism, Buddhism, they're all being persecuted. Confucianism, of course, you know, in the past 20 years, they have been allowed Confucianism and some of the traditional philosophy to come out. But, you know, they make sure they pick and choose wherever the way, they like from those philosophies. It's the same way, basically, how they control the Catholic Church. So,
hold on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the break, and I want you to continue this, and we'll get back to the Uyghurs and the terrorism. Talking to Nansu, his work you can find at epochtimes.com. He is the senior investigative reporter there when it comes to matters pertaining to China. And while all this stuff is going on in the background, just realize this, China is watching. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load, and we're speaking with Nansu. And the question I put forth is about terrorism, state-sponsored terrorism, this kind of thing. And we got onto the Uyghurs and everything, which I've never brought up, but that's an interesting thing because the Uyghurs are the Muslim component of China. And you were talking about how they tried to control every little philosophical, ideological, whatever it is, whatever philosophy somebody's wanting to run by for their faith. They're trying to control all of that.
Yeah, they control all of that, of course, you know, and some of them, they were allowed to exist, like a Confucianism. During Cultural Revolution, they had an entire movement of criticizing Confucianism.
Right.
Now, after Cultural Revolution, you know, Cultural Revolution, was between 1966 to 1976. They wipe out the, you know, entire traditional culture of China. Now, you look at China today, you know, it's a communist culture. It really has no connection with the traditional Chinese culture. You look at Chinese Beijing's leader, right now they are in their 60s, they're in around their 70s. Back in the, during the Cultural Revolution, they were like in their teenagers, right? So this is the generation, you know, from that generation going down, you know, all different levels, Chinese communist regime officials, they were raised without culture. They were raised without traditional Chinese culture. They were raised, you know, with Chinese communist culture. You know, it's a communist culture. When I criticize China, people, because I'm Chinese, people say you are banana. You know, banana means I'm yellow outside or white inside. That's what they call me. So I told them, I say, you're entirely wrong. I say, I truly believe traditional Chinese culture. I know a lot more traditional Chinese culture than most of the Chinese people now living in China, because they don't learn those traditional Chinese culture anymore. And actually, you look at Beijing's leader, every leader in Beijing, communist, entire communist Chinese party, all of their members, they are all bananas, because they are yellow outside, but they truly believe Karl Marx. They believe you know, Marxism. That's coming from Germany and was introduced to China by Russia, right? So they are the banana. They are the rotten bananas. So, you know, go back to your subject. You know, it's true. They, you know, communist regime, what they practice, it's the state terrorism. That's the way they control their people.
Right.
You know, you criticize them, they send you behind the bars, you know. And they send you behind the bars through the legal process. Give you an example. That's how they practice them. Give you an example. 2019, there's a whole year-long anti-extradition and pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. Right? Remember that?
Right.
Now... So in 2020, they had this so-called national security law that became effective on June 30th of 2020, right?
Right.
In later part of 2020, they're supposed to have a legislature election, so to elect legislators, but because of the pro-democracy movement, they cancel it. They say, we'll delay it. They will delay for another year. Instead of later part of 2020, it was delayed to December of 2021. So now, Hong Kong's legislature, that's how they conduct the state's terrorism, okay?
Right.
So now, used to be, you know, Hong Kong's legislature consists of 70 members. Now, for that 70 members, they, you know, 35 of them are nominated by a state-sponsored process. So Chinese Communist regime makes sure that 35 members, you know, they pretty much can control, like, at least 33 or 34 of them. Now, and then there's that half of the legislator seat, and then there are another 35 is going to be, you know, through the public election process. So that's how, you know, they always control the legislature. Now, However, after whole year long pro-democracy movement in 2019, they don't feel that safe for them to control the Hong Kong legislature anymore. So they recharter the legislature and increase the total number of seats from 70 to 90. And out of that 90 members, only 70 of them will be nominated by a state-sponsored process. Only 20 of them is open for election.
Right.
But they still don't feel comfortable. So back in, in the beginning of 2021, when they, when they started legislative election, they actually, Beijing's leader actually arrested all them pro-democracy candidates running for that 20 open seats. They arrested every single one of them with the charge of subversion against a conspiracy of subversion against the Chinese government.
Wow.
So at the end of 2021, what happened is all 90 seats in Hong Kong's legislature are occupied by the legislators from Beijing. So that's how they do it. They, some of those candidates are still in jail right now until this moment. And most of them, went through a long process of they have to go to the court, because they have to face the charge. They have to, prove they are innocent, many of them get out of jail, and some of them still in jail by this moment. So that's the state-sponsored terrorism.
Well, we're running out of time, so we'll continue this conversation. Nan will be back with me on Thursday, so we'll continue this conversation then, sir.
Okay, are we going to what?
I'll explain that to you.
I thought you said Wednesday.
Well, yeah, hang on. I'll talk about that in just a second. I should have mentioned that before. Nansu, you can find him at APOC Times. He's a senior correspondent there on all matters having to do with China. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Israel has claimed responsibility for an airstrike that targeted a Hamas leader. According to the Gaza Interior Ministry, the strike hit a refugee camp in Gaza. The statement from the Israeli Defense Forces did not acknowledge any potential civilian casualties. Democrats criticizing House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to offer assistance to Israel. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill neglects to allocate funds for Ukraine and humanitarian relief for Gaza.
We must stand with our allies in Israel. We must send humanitarian aid to innocent civilians in Gaza. We must hold the line against Vladimir Putin.
Speaker Johnson's bill allocates $14 billion in support for Israel, offset by a reduction of the same amount from IRS funding under the Inflation Reduction Act. For the third consecutive month, consumer confidence has declined. In October, the index dropped nearly 2 points. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We're talking about these personal defense weapons they just can't seem to stand the idea of us having. Bothers them, doesn't it?
It is. I would say that the shade of Chairman Mao, because he's probably somewhere hot, if he could see what was going on, he would approve of this move to try to render the population of the U.S. defenseless. But yeah, I don't think he'd approve of the results. The results have been exactly opposite of what they intended them to be.
Well, given what we saw in Israel.
Oh, yes.
And given what we know about what's in the interior of the United States right now today, I would say that ship has sailed. Because
I think so.
Yeah.
So, would you like to go to the bear article about 22s?
Yes, I do, because anytime you take a bear, I mean, I've been talking to some people about bears. I've got one of my bosses is getting ready to go elk hunt next week in Idaho, and I told him, I said, be sure and take something with you, because when you take that shot, that's the dinner bell for the bears in Idaho. So let's hear about this. Tell me about 22s and bears.
Well, when I started studying how effective pistols are in defending against bears, I really didn't know how effective they were. That was the idea of trying to find out. And then we found out that pistols are very effective in defense against bears when they're fired. But it's with any defensive tool, if you don't use it, it isn't effective. For animals, anyway. I mean, you could have some deterrent effect for humans, perhaps. But what I found that was even more surprising than how effective pistols were was that caliber didn't seem to make a huge difference. I mean, we know that 44 Magnum seemed to work extremely well, but we have had a failure with a 22 once.
And that was the interesting part. There were several cases where 22 caliber pistols worked well. They either scared off, or the pain inflicted caused the bear to leave, or the warning shots worked, or in many cases, bears were killed with 22 long rifle cartridges. And I think that people generally underestimate the power of a 22 long rifle cartridge. It's the most common cartridge in the world, and it's clearly capable of killing men and large animals. About 3 years ago, I documented 20 incidents where 22 rimfire was used to kill all three types of North American bears. Black bears were the most common, and we had several grizzly bears, and I think we had one or maybe two polar bears. And that makes sense because black bears are the most common bear in North America. Grizzly is the second most common. And there are only a few polar bears because most of them are out on the ice pack and aren't really in North America. There's only a small section of American landmass that is covered by polar bears. Now, you do have some in Canada, but I was focusing on pistols, and they just don't allow very many pistols in Canada. So as I looked over and did research on human-bear conflicts, we found four more instances where bears were shot with a 22. I think three of those cases were with a 22 rifle, and the other one was with a pistol. And in all four cases, the bears were killed. Now, one of those, the pistol defense, happened in Montana in 1962. And I'd been hearing about this incident as a sort of semi-mythology, and that other people mentioned it. There was a game warden who had killed a grizzly bear with a .357 Magnum when he was working with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, I think it is. Back then it might have had a different name. And he remembered that he thought he had snared the grizzly bear and then killed it with a .22 pistol. And I kept looking and looking, and finally, through Ammo Land, somebody remembered that they knew somebody who knew about the incident. And I was able to interview Alan Schallenberger. And he intimately knew about the incident because just a few months after it happened, and when it happened in the summer of 1962, he partnered with the man who shot the bear. And that man was Chuck Jonkel, who was doing bear research in Montana, and he had a nine-shot .22 H&R revolver that he carried, and he had a helper with a pump 12-gauge shotgun. And the helper with the shotgun was there to protect him against bears while he was doing the research. Well, they were trying to trap black bears, but a grizzly bear got into one of the traps. It was a trap, not a snare. And he dragged it for a couple miles, and they were following him, figuring, you know, to get their trap back. And they looked, and here is this 500-pound grizzly bear charging at them with a trap on one foot. Well, Chuck is waiting for his helper to shoot the bear. And then he turns around and looks, and here's the helper running off with the shotgun. So Chuck decided, whoa, I think I'm going to join him, and turned and tripped over a tree root and went down. Bam! Well, the bear runs right up to him and probably trying to figure out what's going on here, stood up on his hind legs. Well, Chuck grabbed his nine-shot H&R and fired all nine shots at the bear's head. apparently some missed, some glanced off, and one went into the brain and killed the bear. And now Alan was told that it went into an eye socket, but understanding the geometry of a bear standing over you, I think it's more likely it went through the roof of the mouth and into the brain, which is one of the easier ways to for a 22 bullet to enter a grizzly bear's brain. But since I wasn't there and I don't have the skull, that's speculation.
Yes.
So the next event concerns a Florida couple who endured the attention of a persistent black bear. And this bear kept coming back, and they kept trying to keep it out, and it kept trying to get into their house. This is not something you want to have to put up with.
How big was the bear?
332 pounds.
So pretty decent black size, right? Yeah.
Yeah, good size black bear. One just a little cub. And they had a 6-foot sliding glass door on their home.
Tell you what.
And the bear...
Hold it right there at the 6-foot sliding glass door. And Dean Weingarten, according to Fred Reel, who is the publisher of Amaland.com, Dean Weingarten is the biggest writer at Amaland, which is interesting because Amaland is the biggest website of its type in the world, which means that Dean is the biggest gun writer in the world. And he joins me twice a week. I think that's pretty good. I sincerely enjoy it.
Well, so do I.
This article, of course, is at amaland.com, as is 2300 plus others. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last time on the firing line, we're speaking with Dean Weingarten, and right now we're talking about pesky bears coming in at us and people fighting them with 22 long rifle pistols. That is indeed a unique situation. So please continue.
It is.
Yeah.
In this case, we're talking about it's actually a 22 rifle.
Right.
But 22 long rifle, there is not a huge difference in ballistics between a rifle and a shotgun.
Right.
This was almost certainly a semi-automatic, and there are millions and millions of semi-automatic 22 rifles out there. The very first semi-automatic rifle in the U.S. was a 22 rifle. And that was back, I think, right about 1900 or so. So, in this case, there's this Florida couple who have had problems with a big black bear. The bear just kept trying to come back and trying to figure out a way into their home. And it was up against a 6-foot sliding glass door, I mean, maybe it was 6.5, and it was pushing and leaning against the door. Well, this is not good. It's not a situation you want to be in. Well, Juanita Brown, the wife, she was, I believe, 62 years old, had a 22 rifle in a corner right next to the door. So the door, or the bear, turned to move a little bit away from the door. And so Juanita grabbed the rifle, cracked the door open a little bit, and started shooting at the bear, and she fired 10 shots at the 332-pound bear, and very close up. It collapsed within 6 feet of the sliding glass door. Now, that's pretty effective. It appears she was aiming for the neck and the head, because that's where most of the hits were. She hit it 6 times out of 10 shots. And 3 wounds were on the right side of the spine, from the front shoulder along the neck. And the other 3 were on the left side of the neck and head. So maybe it moved or twisted around a bit. Because it collapsed so quickly, I think one of those bullets got into the spine or the brain. It was only 6 feet from the door in a pool of blood when the investigating authorities found it. Now, she had yelled to her husband to help, but he had his back went out. Now, I have to say, I used to be skeptical about people with back problems until I got my own. And then I wasn't skeptical about it anymore.
Yeah, then you're a believer.
Yeah, that's right. So I could believe that this could happen. So she shot at the bear. The bear went down, she closed the door, went to help her husband, and then they called the authorities. And the authorities came, they investigated. I believe a deputy said, well, we found smudges where the bear was standing on the hind legs and its nose was up against the sliding glass door about 17 inches from the top. And we had smudges all along about 2 to 3 feet above the bottom of the door. So there's no question, but the bear was interested in the door and probably trying to get in. And they classified it quite reasonably as self-defense.
Right.
So that was in 2006. Then we have a third event that happened in 2020. So we're getting a lot closer. This one was June 4th. By the way, the bear population in Florida just keeps going up and up and up. They had one hunt, I think it was 2012, right around there. And they killed, in just a couple of days, they killed over 300 bears. And this shows that you have a pretty strong bear population. The bear population is at least 4,000, and I think it could be as high as 20 or 30,000 now.
Yeah.
Because, populations increase geometrically. So this was in June 24th, 2020. And this man had been having problems with a bear coming around, and the bear would threaten his dogs, get into his trash. So he had fired warning shots at the bear. Well, maybe not at the bear, but before, and helped to frighten the bear off. And he said that he fired what he meant to be a warning shot, only it struck the bear in the back and broke its back, in the back half of the spine. So it immobilized the rear legs, and the bear just dragged itself into the wood line,
right.
And that's where they found it. And so these officers went into the woods, they found the bear, determined its back was broken, and that it wouldn't be recoverable, so they finished it off. And they also found a .22 caliber bullet lodged inside the bear's lungs, but they only found one shell casing. Well, I don't think that bullet broke the back and then ricocheted into the lungs. I mean, it's possible. It's not completely impossible. But that's a lot of energy for a .22 long rifle to have. I've seen .22 bullets that flattened out against the spine of a deer and did not break the back because they were on a more shallow angle. I suspect maybe there was more than one shot. And the brass got lost somewhere. So that was in 2020. Hopefully we have enough time for the last one. That happened in 2023. And this was in South Carolina. Now this one is probably the least, justifiable maybe. But this bear was trying to get into a chicken coop. Well, if a bear's trying to shoot, kill your chickens, I think in every state, you're allowed to stop it. I mean, for black bears anyway. Now, grizzly bears might be different, depending on the state you're in. So this was South Carolina, and the resident who saw the bear trying to get in the chicken coop figured he had no choice, so he fired a shot at the bear with the .22. And the bear was wounded, but it had enough energy to climb a tree. It's about 35 foot up in the tree. So he called the Department of Natural Resources, and they came, and they looked at the bear, and they said, we need to get it out of the tree. So they shot it with a tranquilizer gun, and it fell out of the tree. Well, 35 feet is a pretty good fall. Well, bears are pretty resilient, too. I know of bears that have come out of trees from that high and then run off pretty easily. But they said that it was injured enough from the .22 shot and from falling down that they felt it would not be able to recover. So they finished it off. Now, I have a little bit of experience because I grew up in northern Wisconsin, and we have a lot of bears up there now. And in northern Wisconsin, a taxidermist says that almost all the big bears he works on have a collection of under the hide of bird shot, and even .22 bullets in them, because people are using the bird shot particularly as a harassment technique, mostly to believe it'll sting the bear and teach them to stay away. But if you're close enough, that bird shot will be fatal. I mean, it can easily be fatal. And a 22 can easily be fatal. But if they hit at an angle, and especially if the bear has a lot of fat on it as it's bulking up for winter, that'll take a lot of energy from the 22 after going through the hide, and it may not penetrate to a body cavity. Or it can be stopped by heavy bone after going through the hide and fat and maybe some muscle, or if it lodges in muscle. Those wounds are often survivable.
Right.
But if a 22 bullet penetrates to the abdominal or thoracic cavities, it's very common for that to lead to death. I mean, it may take from several seconds to several days.
Well, let's do this. Let's do this because we're about to, before we run out of time now, are you going to still be in Dallas next week or are you headed back to Arizona?
Next week, I should be headed back to Arizona.
So what about Monday? Will you be headed back to Arizona Monday?
I'll either be on the road or in Arizona. It depends how late Monday, I think.
I understand.
But that's the plan right now.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll figure that part out. Dean and I have always found a way to make it work, even when he was in another hemisphere on the other side of the world. Thank you very much
well.
For taking it. We didn't miss a stroke, did we? That worked really well. So thank you for taking the time to join me this week. I appreciate that very much.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Find this stuff at Ammoland.com. I'll be back with you on Monday. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.